The intention that led us to found this museum in 1959 was to combat the lack of modern art in Catalonia's museums, a striking paradox for a country with an important impact on the level of world art from our times. In 1956, arts critics Alexandra Cirici-Pellicer, whose quote we just heard, and Cesario Rodríguez Aguilera embarked on the project that would lead to the first Catalan Contemporary Art Museum, which was inaugurated in 1960 in the dome of the Coliseum Theatre in Barcelona. Despite amassing a top collection and promoting temporary exhibitions by international artists, economic and political problems led to the museum closing its doors only 3 years later. The Vilanova y la Geltrú Town Council and the Víctor Balaguer Library Museum expressed their interest in the collection, which ended up at La Geltrú Castle in 1969, where it would remain until 1996, when it was transferred to these rooms. The collection, showcasing different trends, is particularly relevant for its Art Informel pieces, considered the most important in Catalonia. This style was created in a post-war ambience, with a strong connection to existentialism and the vulnerability of human beings. It is characterized by plastic experimentation, the proliferation of techniques like collage, and working with materials including iron, plaster, wood, and sand. Represented here are some of the most notable Catalan contemporary artists, such as Josep Guinovart, Joan Josep Tarrats, Albert Ràfols Casamada, Joan Hernández Pijuan, Daniel Argimon, and sculptor Ángel Ferran, as well as Spanish artists including Antonio Saura and others who worked in Barcelona in the early 1960s like Erwin Bechtold, Enrique Tábara, and Nadia Verba.